Shalom to all. Today we're going to Maseches Kehilim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah Asar, we learn B'schos Asar Masar Achol, Shishi B'zecher Fan Yuziv Gahagon, Bikar of Mamesh. This Mishnah tells us, Dachain. What's a Dachain? So it's basically a shelf that's jutting out the top of the Kira. Once a pot's removed from the fire, it's able to be placed on this shelf, which has little walls around it to prevent the pot from sliding off. So this Dachain, this shelf, Shesh by Beis Kibul Kedei Rice, it has its base kibul, it has these walls, it's able to hold onto a pot. Tahar Mishum Kira. It's Tahar from the Kira. In other words, it's not considered part of the Kira. It's totally separate. So if the Kira becomes Tame, this is still Tahar. However, if a Tame Shum Kli Kibul, it's Tame because of its own Kli, it's a Kli Kibul, it has a receptacle, therefore it would be able to become Tame on its own. Now, Hatzdadin Shaloi, what about its sides, meaning the walls or the lip of this Dachan, of this shelf? So, Anagebahem, Ainu Tame Shum Kira. One who touches them is not going to become Tame because of the Kira. For the same reason that we just said before, these walls of the shelf are their own entity. They're considered part of the shelf, and the shelf is not considered part of the Kira. So, therefore, even if the Kira is Tame, if something touches those walls of the shelf, it's not going to become Tame. However, what about the following? Harachav Shalai, what about its width? In other words, this the side of the shelf which is touching the Kira. The reason why it's called the Rachav is because it's usually wider in that spot. So since that's actually touching the Kira, maybe that's considered part of the Kira. Rabbi Meir Matai Ramer says, no, it's Tahar, it's still not considered part of it. However, Rabbi Matame Rabbi says it is Tame because it is part of it. And Machain, we have a similar din. Hakaifas Asalva Isal Gab of Kira, if a person turns over a basket and he makes a Kira on top of it, so the part of the basket that juts out from beyond the Kira, and that's used for placing pots on top of it, has the same din as this dachain, this shelf we were talking about. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel with more cases. Kira Shenechleka. We have a Kira that was split in half. Now, for our purposes, we're just going to describe the Kira as basically an oval with two holes in the top. That's where pots are able to be placed. And it got split in half. So it depends. La'arka to Haira. If it got split along its length, meaning cutting right through the long part of the oval, slicing it in half, meaning going right through the two holes, the places for the pots, so it's Tahar, that's because it can't be used at all. We only have half of a spot for a pot. Al-Rachma was split widthwise. Tameya, it's only and that's because it's just basically been divided in two separate smaller kiras. The two holes for the pots are still intact. They weren't cut through, so it's still usable. What about the following? Kupach shenachlak, a kupach, which is basically a kira that only has spot for one pot. Bein l'arka, bein l'rach by tahar, whether it was cut lengthwise or widthwise, it's tahar because it's not usable. On to another din. Chatzar hakira, the chatzar, the courtyard of the kira. This is basically a whole area around the kira that was used for perhaps putting pots or whatever it is that were placed on the Kira. You basically imagine just a large serving tray. In the middle, you have a small bowl placed on top of it. So a large serving tray would be considered the Chatzar Kira, the courtyard. Then the bowl in the middle would be the Kira. So Bizmanchi Gavaya Shalash Hetzbahis, if the walls of this Chatzar of the Kira are three finger breadths high, Metam Magu Ba'avir, it's Metam Magu Ba'avir, it becomes Tame B'maga and its airspace. That's because it's the minimum height of a Kira. We know the minimum height of a Kira is three Hetzbahis, and so it's considered to be part of the Kira. However, Plus Mikan was less than that, Metam Maga, V'ain Metam Ba'avir, is only Tommy with Mago, but not in its airspace. The question is, Ketan Mishire Nersa, how are we Mishire? Meaning, how do we measure and judge the airspace of this Chatzar HaKira? Let's say the Kira is three Tvachim high, but as we just said, the walls of this Chatzar are only three fingers high. So, where is exactly considered the airspace? The answer is Rabbi Shmuel Emery tells us, Noisen is a Shpud Mil Malan Maton. He takes a Shpud, which is a spit that's basically a long straight stick, and he puts it from above to below. In other words, he leans the top of it against the top of the Kira, then it's slanted diagonally down. Words, and the bottom of it is now touching the wall of the chatzar. So kenegdoi, corresponding to the entire area that this spit, that is diagonal shpud, is covering, metam ba'avir, that's considered the avir. So for shevets, for example, goes into that space, it's metame the entire thing. And the chiddush is, even though the source of tuma didn't go into the physical airspace of the walls of the chatzar, it's not corresponding to where the walls of the chatzar are, that doesn't make a difference, this is all considered the avir of the chatzar. Now realize when Yaakov Aimer, he says, nitmes akira, nitmes achatzar, but nitmes achatzar, lo nitmes a Kira. If the Kira becomes Tame, so the Chatzar automatically is Tame because it's considered to be part of the Kira. However, if the Chatzar became Tame, that's not Metame the Kira because it's not considered to be 100% part of the Kira in regards to that. However, the halacha is not like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Dalon Hay with more discussion about Kiras, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.